Since the early part of the 20th century, the Young Electric Sign Company has been illuminating all corners of the western United States with its bright neon signs. YESCO, as the Utah company is now called, still employs neon benders to repair and maintain its aging marquees. And even though LEDs have largely replaced neon, as KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, the company intends to keep this flickering tradition alive.
Oh, neat. There's a flamingo.
So, can you just come?
Yeah.
So, I'll plug some of these in.
Ever since he was young, Will Durham admits he's had a thing for neon. It's kind of hard not to when you grow up in a casino-studded town like Reno, Nevada.
When I was a kid, I had a hard time going to sleep, and I would always see the glow of downtown Reno and the neon, and I knew that there was still action going on. And I think that kind of sparked the interest.
For the last two decades, Durham, who still lives in Reno, has been collecting vintage neon signs from old, retro-looking motels and roadside businesses, the kinds of places that seem to be disappearing across the desert west. He's had to rent space to store all the signs, 100 and counting, and his garage is stuffed with them too. We have to carefully maneuver around to get to a wall plug, just so Durham can light them up.
Oh, so cool.
There's a neon clown, which is a little creepy, I'll admit, a couple of cowboys, and a very happy man pulling a lever on a slot machine.
You can see the coins falling. He's actually winning. So this was from the El Rancho in Wells.
How old do you estimate?
This sign is close to 70 years old. 60, 70 years old.
Wow.
Don't know an exact date, but really, really close to that.
He says there aren't a whole lot of companies left doing this type of work, but there is one.
Young Electric Sign Company, and they're maybe the most prolific in Nevada. I mean, they've been around a long time.
Drive around Nevada long enough, and it's impossible to have missed the work of the Young Electric Sign Company, or YESCO. That Welcome to Las Vegas sign that tourists take selfies in front of, that's YESCO. Reno's iconic arch? YESCO. The 40-foot Vegas Vic or Wendover Whale Cowboys with hundreds of feet of winding neon tubing? Also YESCO. From billboards to office parks to the Las Vegas Strip, the company is one of the oldest manufacturers of commercial signs in the U.S. And although their signs are nearly synonymous with Vegas, they're actually headquartered in Utah.
So this is our area dedicated to neon.
Jeff Young is a third-generation co-owner of YESCO. It was founded by his grandfather, Thomas Young, in Ogden in 1920. He gave me a tour of their Salt Lake factory last year. In the late 1920s, his grandfather saw an opportunity in a trendy new technology made popular by a French engineer. So he applied for a neon license and got his first commission, the Boulder Club in Las Vegas, in 1931.
The race for signs in Vegas really started right there. With Thomas Young Sr.
Jeff Young and his brothers now run the business with more than 100 locations across the U.S. and in Canada. He says people are still surprised when they learn that many of the most iconic signs in Vegas come from a Utah company.
There's a great contrast there. You have a fairly clean-cut family in a rather conservative community building the biggest, brightest, flashiest signs in the world.
Inside their small neon shop in Salt Lake, neon bender Dave Corey is blowing into a small pipe that snakes into a glass tube he's holding over an open flame. The pipe helps him keep the right amount of pressure so he can shape the tube into a curvy and attractive letter B.
A lot of people think you're actually blowing glass, but for the most part, you're not really blowing into the tube. When the heat heats the air that's inside the tube, it expands, so you're kind of just more really controlling that pressure that is being created from the heat in the tube.
Corey has worked for YESCO for 30 years. He's often thinking in the third dimension when figuring out how to make a sign into one seamless piece. Neon makes up only 10% of their business today, and most of that is for servicing and repairing older signs. Nowadays, LEDs are what most businesses want. Not only do they use less power and last longer, but businesses can easily program them to swap out their graphics or messaging. Young says it's also harder to find people like Dave Corey, people who can invest the time to learn a trade like neon, which can take up to 5 years.
Dave's skill of bending, like he's mentioned, is just it's phenomenal. And Dave is under speaking to say that neon, we hate to say neon's a dying art, but the reality is it's hard to find a Dave in this world of ours. It's harder to find people who are really good at this trade.
Will Durham, the Reno neon collector, thinks it's an art form worth preserving. Part of it is nostalgia, he admits, but aesthetically, neon's soft colors and sinuous curves are just more pleasing to the eye. He's currently fundraising in hopes of establishing a permanent home for his collection.
You know, you're never going to see these neon extravaganzas again, like the, you know, the 150-foot sign with miles and miles of neon, you know, pulsing neon. You're never going to see that again.
But that won't stop Durham from collecting what's left of those signs. And it won't stop Yesco's Dave Corey from bending away in his small workshop in Salt Lake. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.